Aleishur Chelek Aleph Shin Chaf Zayin, the second chapter. HaRambam Kosav Be'akdamaso Leferek Chelek. The Rambam writes in his introduction to that part of Sanhedrin in his Perush Mishnayos, Shehadam Ein Oyseh Maaseh La Kedei Shetagelo Mimeno Toyeles Oy Shetasu Mimeno Peseida. A person acts either to get some benefit from his act or to avoid some loss. Vim Ein Oyken Hiyetz Lo Oyseh Maaseh Hevel Varik. And if neither of these reasons applies, then the action is deemed to be a waste of time. Zoy emes mara me'oid. It's a bitter truth. V'chama anu ro'im tzidkas devarav al kol tzad. One can verify this to oneself with every step, every action one does throughout the day. Ma'aseh she'ein matan secharoi betzidoy. An act without some benefit, immediate or foreseen, even if the act could bring with it a tremendous growth, in the eyes of the world, it is just a waste of time. We say batlan. Even a tamid chacham who is not part of the oilam, he knows himself well. Knows very well how difficult it is to act. In the words of the Rambam, not for any other reason other than this is the truth. Acting in such a way is against the nature of a person. Even more so if the act involves giving up some monetary gain, some gain in terms of kavod. Nonetheless, there is a midah in a human being, yekara undira meid, very rare, very precious, asher bah neutza hayecholes la'aseis ma'aseh lishma. In this midah is rooted the ability to act lishma, v'shuv aleinu leleches be'ikvoitzav shel Avraham Avinu alav ha'shalom kedei la'amod aleha. Once again, we have to follow in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu in order to understand this midah. The Gemara in Chagigah Daf Gimel, Dorash Rova, Mai Dichsiv, what is the meaning of this pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Perek Zayin, Mai Yafufe Omaich Bane'olim, Bas Nodiv. And the drosh is, Kama No'in Raglehen Shel Yisrael B'Sha'a Shel Neregel. How attractive are the Jewish people when they do Aliyah L'Regel? Bas Nodiv, the pasuk says, Bitoy Shel Avraham Avinu. The nation is considered to be the daughter of Avraham Avinu, Shenika Nodiv. There are Sukim that indicate that Avraham Avinu is called the Nodiv, Shaya Techila Lagirim. He was the first convert. Rashi Shenika Nodiv, Al Shem Shenedavoy Liboy Lakir Boroi. His heart propelled him and motivated him to know his Creator. And this is the word we want to focus on, Nedivus, Nodiv. Rishis Darkoeshel Avraham Avinu is Nedivus Lagirida. The beginning of Avraham's path was pure nedivus lev, bli shum tikvas sachar oy kavana lanos mituv oylam, without any anticipation of reward or intention to benefit from the world, vehi sheviatu leakaras bo, it is that midah that brought him to recognize his Creator. Vegila rova, the point that Rova is making in the Gemara, ki gam aliyas regel shel kol Yisrael yesh bah midah zo shel nedivus lev. Rova reveals that the aliyah l'regel, the pilgrimage of Bnei Yisrael to the base of Mikdash, has an aspect of an edivus lev. Is it a small and insignificant matter that every male is required to leave his home and he goes to Yerushalayim without any physical benefit, to see, to be seen in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If we weren't connected to Avraham Avinu and his midav nedivus lev, lo hayu yecholim lamod b'nisayon kaze, they would not have withstood this challenge. Vad heichan midas nedivus magas, how far this midah goes, matzinu benidvas hamishkan, we find that in the donations that were used when the Mishkan was being built, shekiblu rak mimi asher yidevenu liboy, the Torah specifies that it the donations were received only from a person whose heart motivated him. A person with any ulterior motive, even the holiest ulterior motive, his donation was not accepted. person would bring in a davar so that the divine presence would rest among Klal Yisrael. Surely a very holy motivation. Lo kiblu mimenu. It wasn't accepted. Ki gam kavanah zeh kvar einena begeder li, lishmi. It wasn't accepted because even such a kavanah is no longer in the realm of, as the pasuk says, vikhu li, and Chazal darshan lishmi, because I said so, for my name. Midah zeh, this midah of nedivus, hi shoresh halishma, it is the root of lishma. Umisham yiporeid v'haya l'shnei rashim. Then the midah splits into two heads, ha'emes v'ho'chesed. Bechinas ha'emes sheba lishma. The aspect of emes in lishma ramzu aleha b'ktzara b'hadasha b'samech gimel. Chazal hinted briefly in that Gemara, yochel afilu shelo lishma, I might think even shelo lishma, tablo ma'al dvar emes. Gemara quotes a pasuk, al dvar emes. Harei lishma zoi bechinas emes b'esek ha'Torah. That's the aspect of involvement in Torah with a total commitment to the truth. Uchvanis ba'od varim ezas Hashem, we discussed it previously. Kach magdir Rambam inyan lishma v'ilchos teshuva perek yud v'advarim berurim. The Rambam defines it thus. Ha'oyved me'ahava. He serves Hashem out of love. Oysek b'torah v'mitzvois. He is involved in Torah mitzvois v'olech b'mitzvois ha'chokhma and follows the paths of wisdom. Lo'y mipnei davar bo'ilam. Not for some any benefit, ולא מפני יראה רעה, not because he fears any consequences of not doing so, ולא כדי לירש הטובה, not in order to inherit some goodness, to harvest some goodness out of it, אלא עושה האמס מפני שהיא אמס. He does that which is true because it is true. That's the aspect of אמס. בחינס החסד שבלשמה, the aspect of חסד in לשמה. This is from מסכת סוכה. אומר רבי אלעזר, מה הוא דכסיב? What is the meaning of this pasuk in Eish Yisrael, in Mishlei Perek Lamed Aleph? Pia pasecha bechokhma v'siras chesed al leshayna. The pasuk mentions the concept of a Torah of chesed. V'chiyesh Torah shel chesed, Torah she'ina shel chesed. It's a surprising concept. Torah of chesed, which is not of chesed. Ela haloymed Torah lishma, zei Torah shel chesed. The person learns Torah for its sake, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu thus said, and thus wishes. That's called Torah shel Chesed, ושלא לשמוע זה Torah שאינה של Chesed. Says the author, זהו מפלי עושה של התורה. This is one of the wonders of the Torah. יכולים לעשיסה כרדוים לחפוב. It can be made into a spade with which one digs, just to further one's own interests. ועטרה לראש, as a crown. Again, these are expressions that connote using the Torah as an instrument to further one's own agenda. אך אז אינה מסגלה בצורה האמיתית. It will not then be revealed in its true form. ויכולים לגשת אליה לשמה, one can approach the Torah לשמה, אז היא נסגלה כצורה סך. Then it's revealed in its pristine state and form, כלי חמדה שבו נברא העולם, the utensil with which or in which the world was created, זה תורה של חסד. That's called תורה של חסד. עולם חסד יבונה, perhaps the author is alluding to over here. V'nei ha'isek b'Torah shel Chesed, so a person involved in that type of Torah, who atzmo ish Chesed. He is a person of Chesed, einenu mikas ha'noitelim, he's not of that group of takers, ela kuloi noisen. Of course, the author here is paraphrasing the terminology, or using the terminology of Rav Dessler in Mechtav Me'eliyahu. He is not one of the takers, he's one of the givers. Mi b'nei b'nav shel Avraham Avinu, truly a descendant of Abraham, shenika nodiv, which, simply speaking, connotes generosity. Ki teras chesed zeh, this Torah of chesed bin divus mekora. It stems from nedivus. Ma o chesed shebetorah lishma, what is the chesed in Torah lishma? Oy didenu netuyele va'arul bezaz Hashem, we'll get there. Birtzonenu kan lehasves derech hinuch minoa. What we want to do here is just to trace a path of training from one's youth. Ha'asuya lavi birvois ha'shanim el Torah lishma, that may bring one over many years to Torah lishma. נוכחנו לדעת כי חסד ואמס נפגשו בנקודת הלשמה. As we said just above, חסד and אמס are two aspects of לשמה, and they meet over there. אשרי מי שנדיבוס לב אמיתיס פועמס בליבוי, fortunate is one in whose heart there's true נדיבוס, קרוב ומאוד ללשמה. אך אין אדם בטוח בעצמו בזה, one cannot be certain over here. ומה גם שטעוס מצויה, it's very common to make mistakes of your mirror, there is an egoist mister to us it's leno bimasa shall ne divus medume. Who knows what sort of ulterior motives are hidden within us in an action which outwardly appears to be motivated by purity. What we do see is ki ikar nekudas nedivus, that the main aspect of nedivus is loy lechaven latovas atzmoi, not to intend the thing for one's own benefit, perhaps even to give up of one's own. A person can cultivate this property through chesed, through practicing chesed. That's the path we want to trace to lishma, to yirah gemilus chasadim, to be involved in those two. Says the Gemara, Ashreim Yisrael bizman shem oiskim b'torah gemilus chasadim, when they are involved and immersed in Torah gemilus chasadim, yitzram masur b'yadam, the yetzer is in the hand. Torah is godly intellect, it's a growth in Kedusha. And one combines it with chesed, a person trains himself and habituates himself to live not for a material benefit to himself, but through the combination of Torah and Milos Chasadim, he drives away the control and the domination of the Yetzirah from upon himself. Megamas chayav shel adam zeh, this person's objective, chesed ve'emes. V'seirasoi atzma, he teras emes v'teras chesed. His Torah is teras emes v'teras chesed, kli chemda mesugah litzor lamois. Again, a utensil which can create worlds. V'ne'in makom l'shlita se'yetzer belev adam zeh. There's no room in this person's heart for the yetzirah to dominate. This applies in a person involved in chesed, even shelo lishma, ki ikar maaseh chesed, because the very act of chesed mefanet tzumas lev ha'adam ezulasei. It necessarily directs a person's attention to others. V'noiteh bo tchona shel ahavas ha'netina, and implants within the person this property of love to give. Come and see how chesed and emes merge in this wondrous path. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'isek b'Torah levad." The person involved only in Torah velo gemilus chesedim, only in Torah without chesed. It's as if he has no God. Shneimah, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Divrei Yamim, Beis, in Perek Tesvav, Yamim rabim leYisrael elo eloke emes, that the Jewish people went through many, many days, a long period without Eloke Emes. That's the Gemara's indication. It's not obvious. Uvtesus sham medayek me'akasuv achakach. Tesus medayek from the following pasuk there. Leloi teirah. Mashma de leloi Eloke Emes perosho lelo chesed. There's a mashmos over here that emerges that without chesed, there's no teirah, there's no Eloke Emes. Ul havin lama davka ledei teirah v'chesed gam yachad zuchin Eloke Emes. To understand why is it that through Torah and Chesed together one earns Eloke Emes. Let's take a look at this sugya. May dichsiv yeducha Hashem kol malchei oretz ki shamu imrei picha. The Gemara questions this, analyzes this pasuk in Tehillim kuf lamed ches, that all the kings of the earth will acknowledge you, Hashem, ki shamu imrei picha, they heard the sayings of your mouth. Ma'amar picha lo neema, not in the singular, ela imrei picha, in the plural. When he uttered the first two Dibrois, Amru Moisalam lichvod atzmo idrish. Moisalam felt that that was to his own glorification. Anoichi Hashem lekecha, and lo yelecha elokim Elohim achirim al panai. Kevan shomar kabedes avicha v'esimecha, but once HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us in kibud avim, chazru v'hidul ma'amaris rishonis. They acknowledged that the first Ma'amaris were not said lichvod atzmoi. Rova Omar Mehacha, Rova is expressing the same idea from a different source. Reish devarcha emes, a pasuk in Tehillim kuf yutes, the beginning of your statement is true. And the Gemara asks, Reish devarcha, velo yisef devarcha, only the beginning, not the end. Ela misef devarcha nikar shereish devarcha emes. The pasuk means to indicate that from the end of Hashem's statement, there's an indication that the beginning of the statement is true. Hadavarim niflaim, it's wondrous. Shaumois Hashtuiz Barach Shaina Doresh is called at Smoim Neshua Emes. The nation suspected Hashem that he is demanding Kavoid, not because that's the truth, Shageusa Dilehu, as Onglos translates in Shirasayam, Ela Shadoresh Kavod at Smoi. That there was some negir over here on the part of Hashem that he demanded glory to himself. As if he is lacking in something, if he does not get kavod from his created beings. However, from the end, according to the first opinion in Kiddushin that he instructed us in Kibbut of Em, Hainu Shidarash Kavod Lezulosoi, he instructed that we honor someone else, not him. The Umois were able to recognize that the first statements were not said for the sake of Hashem's Kavod, but for the sake of the truth, that this is really what has to be. Still, the words are very potent and difficult to understand. Who did they suspect, and how did they suspect Hashem? How is it that they came to recognize the truth? The truth is, Chesed, in its manifestation here of demanding good and kavod for someone else, when Hashem demanded that we honor our parents, Chesed is the indication of the truth of the person seeking the kavod. Chesed is the indication of the truthfulness of the derish. And therefore, the Umois were able to recognize from Hashem's chesed, meaning when he demands seeks the kavod of others, namely our parents, is an indication of the truthfulness of Hashem himself. This is said vis-a-vis the Creator, all the more so it is applicable to a human being. We thus can explain this issue very well. How is sek b'Torah levad b'li chesed? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we refer to, Daf Yud Zayin. A person is involved in Torah itself and no chesed. Doimekem ishen elokais, as if he has no God. Who is sek onom b'Torah she'emes atzma? Indeed, is involved in Torah, which is the truth. Ach lezulos soy eno doeg, but he has no concern for others. V'adayin chashudu, and therefore there's still a suspicion ki be'iskoi b'Torah u'begeder kevoid atzmoi doresh. In his involvement in Torah, there's still the suspicion that he's involved in himself and demands honor for himself. That element is missing in his Torah. That's characterized by the Gemara as Lelo Elokei Emes. Let's keep the brackets over here. Hari Chesed ve'emes nifikashu gam kan b'chesed atzmoi. Chesed ve'emes meet at this point in Chesed, where Isaac b'Torah v'Chesed gam yachad, person involved again in Torah and Chesed at the same time. Boine b'nafshes ha'yesoid, asher alav yuchal atziv es sulam, both within his soul, the foundation upon which he will be able to place the ladder. Ha'meviyo b'rovoy seitim v'Torah lishma b'ezat Hashem, that will bring him after much time to Torah lishma. Ha'olam to'im ta'us gdola b'inan lishma. People make a great mistake concerning the concept of lishma. Bechoshvam she'inan shel kavana, confusing it with the idea of concentration. Uch'ilu al yedei she'adam mechavein be'ezu mitzvah she'u eses lishma. As if a person at the time of doing the mitzvah intends and concentrates on doing it lishma, she'bazo eses ha'kva lishma, then he's succeeded and he fulfills the lishma. Achmawa shelo lishma. We see how absurd that is. But think of shelo lishma. What is shelo lishma? Hanegiois hamekanenois kimat bechach belev adam. They are the ulterior motives that almost necessarily are there in our hearts. Shaledem asya mitzvah iskel olam haba. Whether through the mitzvah he'll earn a shen olam haba, or likaret tzaddik, or people are watching and he'll get praise or whatever it is. Vinei pashut, it's obvious, shenegiois elu einan misbatlois elade kavana lishma, that these ulterior motives are not going to dissipate and disappear through intending and concentrating on doing the mitzvah lishma. Ila zois, and therefore, ma hashalav haba, what would be the next step? Acharei shadam osek rabois bashanim b'Torah uvid milos chasadim, after a person who's been involved for years in Torah and milos chasadim. Shalav zehu avdus, that next step is called avdus. יש לנו להחזיק טובה לרבינו הרמב"ן עליו השלום. We have to be grateful to the Ramban, אשר ביאר לנו כיצד טמון הלשמה בעבדוס. He explains how the concept of לשמה is inherent in עבדוס, וזה לשונו בויסחנן שישי על הפסוק את השם לקחה תיראי נוסס את דיבויס. The Ramban writes, ואיזו בתנחומה ואיסויס העבויד, you shall worship him, שתהי מפנה עצמך לתורה ולמצוויס, ולא יהיה לך עבודה אחרס. That you devote yourself to Torah mitzvahs without any other project. V'yeh perush v'yiseis avoidu l'da'atam. The Rabban is explaining this idea of to worship Hashem according to Chazal is she'tiyeh lo b'chol eis ke'eved hakanoi, that at all times you should be before Hashem like an eved, ha'mesheres lifnei odenav tamid, who is constantly at his master's call, she'yiseh meleches raboi ikar v'tzochei atzmoi arai, who considers his master's needs as primary and his own needs as secondary, עד שיבואי מזה מה שאמרו כל מעשיך יהיו לשם שמיים, to the point where this grows and reaches the stage of כל מעשיך יהיו לשם שמיים, שאפילו צורכי גופו לשם עבודה סועל יהיו. So that the person satisfies his physical needs for the sake of עבודה סקי, יאכל ויישן ויעשה צרכיו כדי קיום הגוף. All of these physical activities for the needs of the body, לעבוד השם in order to be able to devote himself to עבודת השם. קניין שאמר, this is, as far as I understand, a reference to some statement of Chazal, v'hine toiv me'oid, when the Torah tells us at the end of the Bria, it is toiv me'oid, zoi sheina, a reference to sleep. V'chi shena toiva, well, what good is that exactly? Ela mitoch shu yashen kima omed v'osek v'torah. Sleep is good if a person rejuvenates himself and is able to wake up and omed v'osek v'torah with renewed vigor. V'yiskaven b'chol tzorchei haguf l'mikra shekasuv. In all of the needs of the body, a person should intend to fulfill what the Pasuk says in Borchi Nafshi, in Teilim Kuf Daled, Ahalela Hashem b'chayai azamara l'elokai b'oidi. That's the Ramban. Zoi haderech. Mi sheislamed min eurav liyos neisen umvater. A person who has trained himself from youth to give, to bestow, ve'eno chayil atzmo, he's not living for his own glory. Hu yachoyil la'aseis melechis rabo yikar v'tzuchay atzmo. Such a person will be able to treat Hashem's needs as primary and his own needs as secondary. Bazei yizke l'avchin, he'll be able to discern ultimately, ki kol ha'yitzira gilui adnos ha'borei zbarach, that the entire creation is a relation of Hashem's mastery over it, v'chol ha'chayim im avdus, and all life is service of Hashem. Ha'boyinei b'yisnagusu al kol perateo al yisoyed ze shel adnos ha'avdus, a person who builds his conduct in all of its details, on this foundation of mastery and service, who yagia l'Hashem Shemayim, he will reach l'Hashem Shemayim. Nesayim perek ze b'mashal nimratz me'agoyin Rav Chaim Volozhin, shekosav b'ferush ruach chayim al masechet avos perek gimel. A mashal from Rav Chaim Volozhin in his commentary to Pirkei Avos. Ki I efshar lavoy l'madagas lishma im lo shiyeh techila shel lishma. Says the Rav Chaim, it is not possible to reach lishma unless one first goes through Shelo Lishma. Al derech mashal, to illustrate this by way of analogy, lemelech shitziva l'avdo sheyaleh l'aliyah, the king instructed his servant to go to the attic. Ein svara sheba'ilam sheyichoyis alav al sheyoyle derech madagos ha'sulam v'lo yikafatz b'kvitza achas min oretz l'aliyah. Of course, it's the king would never be angry at the servant for climbing the steps all the way to the attic, as opposed to just jumping at once all the way from ground floor to the attic. It's impossible to go to the attic unless one climbs step by step to get there. One cannot just jump at once. That's the mashal. V'animshal muvan. The nimshal is obvious, that a person cannot reach lishma in just one go. One has to go through the shelo lishma. וכמו שאמרו, and here Rav Chaim refers to the statement of Chazal, לעולם יעסק אדם בתורה ומצווה אפילו שלא לשמה, לעולם, person must always be involved in Torah mitzvah, even if it's שלא לשמה, שמתוך שלא לשמה, בא לשמה, through that you will reach לשמה. Says the author to conclude, אין לך דבר בעבודת השם, שכל כך צריך להיזהר בו מקפיצויס, מאשר לשמה. There's nothing, no other aspect of עבודת השם, where a person should be more careful of jumping than lishma, and taking shortcuts or jumping too far. V'davka elav tzichim la'alios b'sulam. To this state, a person has to commit himself to reaching it through slow and gradual climbs on the rungs. Besides the fact that this entire sefer is really a ladder that describes the path to reach the lishma, in this chapter we traced a particular type of practice to reach it. First, many years of combining Torah in chesed, and then avdus, the concept of being a servant to Hashem. Adkan.